conscious, difficulty breather, 1707.
First aid training for medical emergencies can be key in saving a life. But we lack training when it comes to handling a mental health crisis.
Everybody should go through the training at some point in their life. I know it's a cliche, but it could save lives. It absolutely could.
Timothy Bowling is CEO of Compeer International. He tells WBFO News they've had a great deal of interest for their mental health first aid 8-hour training program, especially for schools. Compeer has provided training for about 2,200 people. 1 in 5 youth will be affected by a mental health problem. 50% of those problems begin before the age of 14.
1 in 12 teenagers will make some type of suicide pact while they're in high school. 1 in 12. They'll actually write out the plan of how they're going to do that. And suicide is the second leading cause of death for middle school and high school students nationally. So when it comes to go to the dentist, get your checkups, go get, you know, get to the gym, get in good shape. But when it comes to mental health, we kind of skip over that and we don't treat it as the priority as it needs to be.
Compeer has 51 sites worldwide, but is headquartered right here in Buffalo on Delaware Avenue. Compeer's main service matches individuals diagnosed with a mental illness with a trained volunteer, providing one-to-one supports.
Early intervention is key when it comes to mental health. So the earlier folks can get the help and support that they need in an appropriate manner, the better outcomes they're going to see. Most people go almost 10 years in their lives without getting the right level of support.
I think the takeaway for anyone who participates is just feeling more confident that they can do something.
Sherry Alvarez is Chief Program Officer at Compeer. Far too often, people don't want to talk about a mental health situation. But Alvarez says the first aid program can change that.
It gives anyone, regardless of the profession they're in, the tools to be able to support anyone else in our community. It could be their neighbor, a family member, or someone at work, because you're more likely to experience someone having a panic attack than a heart attack. And so just knowing what to do in that situation.
So if you get back in your groups...
Inside a classroom on the Baker Victory campus in Lackawanna, those working on the front lines with youth each day were learning how to identify a mental health crisis in a first aid session.
Having this type of training for our staff is very important because we have a demographic of about 90% women here at Baker Victory, a lot of whom are parents themselves. They're dealing with trauma with the kids that they're working with.
Patricia Randall is Chief Administrative Officer at Baker Victory Services with Human Resources. Baker Victory serves a wide range of students from preschool to age 21, and they deal with many different behavioral issues.
You know, a lot of what you may think is typical behavior, but when you're trying to put structure around a classroom setting, they become frustrated easily, and so they act out that way. And then as you move up the spectrum, of course, in the school-age education programs, you're going to see a lot more violent behavior. You're going to see a lot of gang-type behavior where they will start to connect with peers that may have similar issues.
Kids live in the moment, so they act without thinking. You know, often, you know, as a parent, you know, you might catch yourself saying, you know, what were you thinking? Well, the answer is, you know, they weren't.
Stacy Essex is clinical director of the residential treatment facility at Baker Victory.
Their brain hasn't fully developed. They think in the moment. They don't think about the consequences of their behavior. Their frontal lobes, you know, don't get fully developed until early to mid-20s, and that's where you're able to project out consequences of your behavior.
The language used when working with a youth or anyone displaying mental health difficulties is very important. For instance, you should ask, what happened? Not, what's wrong with you?
What's the first thing you do when somebody tells you not to worry about something?
They might start telling you a story that is difficult to hear, and if, you know, if your mouth is gaping open or if you have this look of horror on your face if they feel like you're judging them, then they're just going to shut down. So you really have to be mindful of your body language, your facial expression, and listening. You know, let them talk. Don't interrupt and be comfortable with silence. A lot of people feel that they need to fill in gaps of silence.
I think also for adults, we always want to solve a problem for someone. We always want to be the one that gives them the solution that's going to solve the issue. And it's sitting back and saying, I don't need to have the solution for them. I need to just listen and stay open to what their concerns are.
1 million people in the U.S. have been trained in mental health first aid, but there is a goal to make this training as common as CPR in communities across the nation. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.